This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thanks again to the hardworking Sam Levitt.
He still has like five and a half weeks to go. It's a long spring training.
It's
no doubt about
that. Long. It's really
it
really
is
long.
Yeah. And while all of it's new right now, because he had the pitchers, now the position players, and he'll get a few days where he'll have to catch up with everybody. But then at some point, he'll have caught up with everybody, too.
There's only so many questions you can ask. There's only so much you can there's only so much video you can take.
But,
right?
You know, Mike Shildt talks to the media every single day for 8 months, essentially.
Would be the worst part of the game.
And there's always enough to carry, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of questions for Mike Shildt every single day for 10 months.
I mean, I guess it's how you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Things evolve. They develop. You ask questions about
them. Sure. And then he gets mad at you for asking questions. I mean.
No, he gets mad at you.
He
gets,
no, right. Just you.
And you.
Sometimes.
Boy. I want him to call you boy this year. That's my goal, is to get him to call you boy. You want a bloody beer, Jerry?
Beer and tomato juice.
I don't do contracts, but my word is stronger than oak. Okay? He does remind me of Kush's dad in Jerry Maguire. Like, identical. All right? That's who reminds me. The same voice and everything. Kills
saw,
me.
Saw it recently, and you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, I'm learning as I go here. Hey, Woodsy, I'm learning as I go here.
I bet you got an idea. Where you want to see Tatis hit, boy? I need him to call you boy this year. That's my ultimate goal.
Right,
I'll pay him.
Before we get to the Jackson Merrill sound that Sammy collected, it is time for our biggest fan announcement. First one of the week for us on a Tuesday. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game coming up this season. Today's biggest fan is Victor Johnson from San Diego. Victor, you are now on the clock. You got 10 minutes to call us, 833-288-0973. It's not too late to register your name. Get involved in our biggest fan contest at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. It is a prize hour here. We also still have those AEW Dynamite wrestling tickets to give away coming up. And if you listen for an hour on the app, you can qualify for our national contest, our big getaway to Vegas for the basketball viewing party extravaganza at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino, plus $20,000 cash. You just have to listen for 1 hour on the Odyssey app and get a daily entry into our national contest. Not the travel accommodations, $20,000 cash coming up next month to watch some hoops. All right, so Jackson Merrill was like created in a baseball laboratory. It was like the perfect, like baseball specimen. And, you know, we'll see where that takes him in his career. You got to have the physical tools and talent. He certainly has a lot of that. But attitude-wise, I don't know that I've ever seen a younger player who has come up and just established himself so quickly as a guy who belongs in a major league clubhouse.
And a guy that, like, people listen to, and a guy that you know, isn't just speaking like some wet behind the ears rookie. You know what I mean? Like, he said it last year. You called him cocky repeatedly at the beginning of the year. But it turns out it was just massive confidence and belief in his own ability. And boy, did he go out and prove it. All of we geniuses here on one of the many pizza round tables were projecting his home run totals at a robust 6 to 8. Somebody snuck in a 12 there at some point, and boy, did he just crap all over all of that. He was everything you could have asked
but
for.
But he is not like an... There's not a bone in his body that really cares, I think, about the individual success either.
And 100%.
I don't think this is lip service.
I don't think it's a bit.
I don't think he's just, this is the right thing to say. This is who he is.
Yeah.
Here's Jackson Merrill this morning in the Padres clubhouse with Sammy Leavitt.
Obviously, this time last year, everything was new, but in particular, learning center field was new. How is that different this time around, now having a full year under your belt out there?
I'm still here to make a team. You know, it doesn't matter how many years you have under your belt, you still got to make the team. So I'm treating it the same way. Put my head down, going to work, and trying to beat everybody for a spot. You know, obviously, there's my teammates in here, but I want to be the center fielder on opening day.
Defensively, is there anything you're trying to work on in particular this spring after having that year under your belt in center?
Just run and catch it, you know. That's all. I'm trying to do. So I want to get some more balls, probably see if I can get more, a little more wall balls, you know, balls that are closer to the wall, homers, trying to take some more away. But other than that, no, I'm ready to just go play the same game. And I feel like I did okay, and I can obviously get better. You can get better in everything every year, so I'm just excited to work.
God bless.
He's trying to make
one of
the team.
Those guys that uses what happened at the end of last year as fuel, or are you a flush it and start over kind of guy?
Oh, yeah, last year was last year, and obviously it fuels us, and you never want to feel that feeling again, but at the same time, it's over with, it's done with. We got a year to look forward to, so, you know, we're locked in on that. We're locked in on 2025 now.
It almost makes me mad.
Yeah, it almost makes me mad.
Like, there's a part of me that just wants him to be a kid, like a 21-year-old, like, year two. You're like, this is awesome. Like, I'm just so excited to be here. And he's just, like, robotic, like, every right answer.
He's just ready to – he looks locked in already. I mean, we saw him at Fantasy Camp, and I straight up asked him, you know, how was the offseason? He goes, it was effing boring. Yeah. It was bored out of my mind. He just wants to play baseball morning, noon, and night. And you can't ask for a better kid than Jackson Merrill.
At some point, you do have to alter your mindset. Spring training is not always about making the team, which I love that attitude from Jackson
mentality.
Merrill. It's a great mentality. But
well, it means he's not going to take it for granted. And I think... Hey, let's be honest, man. Can we think of off the top of our head 10 big leaguers that took the fact that they were big leaguers for granted? The answer is unequivocally yes. Unequivocally. Walking
in, almost like a 10 Padres.
Right. Okay, yeah, 10 Padres off the top of your head that walked into spring training and was like, I'm good.
My glove's sick, bro.
I'm good. I don't need extra work. I don't need to work on getting balls off the wall. I don't need to work on anything. I'm the starting blank for the San Diego Padres. If you have that mentality your entire career, Ben, it's only going to serve you well, in my opinion.
Now, like, Manny works as hard as anybody.
Yeah.
But he's not working to make the team. He's working to build himself up so he's peaking at the right moment.
Sure.
He's not wasting any energy early in spring.
Well, that will change after another 100 and, you know, if he goes out and plays another 146 games this year.
That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
You know, he's got energy to spare right now. He's 20.
Oh, yeah.
Is he 21 still?
21.
Yeah.
He won't be 22 until a couple months when it's
fairly early.
Early in the season.
Man.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So
But you're right. Like, at some point, you're going to have to listen to your body, right? And at some point, Jackson Merrill, and look, let's be honest, He does not have to worry about making the team.
No, he doesn't.
My guess is he could go one for spring training, and he's still making the team.
Turns 22 on April 19th.
But that mentality of hey, man, I'm promised nothing, really. I'm 21 years old. And hey, look, we've seen guys come up, have really good years, Ben, and then struggle, you know? And I think that's what he's trying to caution it against, of like keeping the mentality of, nope, nothing's promised to me. I haven't earned anything yet. And I love that. Now, again, Manny's situation a little different. Xander's situation a little bit different. But he'll get there. You know, he'll get there someday.
And while I will say that I'm usually almost expecting a sophomore slump from some players.
Yeah.
I don't really expect it from him.
Oh God, knock on wood. I'm with you. I want to feel the same way.
I think it would be insulting to Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, to expect
a sophomore slump. Someone who approaches the game the way he does, with the daily intensity and focus and desire that he has, doesn't mean that he's going to take a huge step forward either. But he's already shown he can do this. I mean, there was plenty of time for other pitchers to adjust to Jackson Merrill last year.
No doubt.
It's not like the book finally is now, in the offseason, the book is out on Jackson Merrill. They had plenty of time to see him for months and months, and he only got better and better and better as the season went on.
We talked about him a lot last year, obviously, and we talked about his ability to go the other way, his ability to... Now, you can get out of that, right? Like, you can go up there and start trying to yak balls out of the yard, and you change everything. But he didn't do that last year, right? And he proved himself to be, quote-unquote, slump-proof. Now, no one is immune to slumps, much less a 21-year-old kid in his second year. But, man, he adjusted. That's what we... Every time we talk to a manager, hey, what's the difference in a minor leaguer and a big leaguer? Adjustments. Can you make adjustments? Whether you're a pitcher, whether you're a hitter, can you make adjustments? Can you do it on the fly? And he did that.
All those late inning, ninth inning home runs to tie or go ahead or win the game, like those weren't all in the first month and then teams figured him out. That was progressively like towards the end, second half of the season, where he was just clutching up and getting better as the year went on.
Yeah, I don't expect it from him this year. I don't expect this off. I don't expect what happened to Corbin Carroll. And I think he was battling through some injuries too, Corbin, last year. And as long as Jackson Merrill stays healthy, man, you know, sky's the limit for him.
Gas Station says Merrill, future captain for sure. In many ways, he's already kind of there, at least emotionally. He's like the emotional captain of the team.
Yeah. Well, he lit the fire last year under...
He really did.
You heard it from veterans. I mean, we asked Manny about him in spring training, and Manny was standoffish. He's a rookie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not worried about this. And then by the end of the year, man, it was, we have to keep up with him. We have to feed off of his energy. And that's what he did for the San Diego Padres last year. I expect more of it this year.
But the Padres are a team that already has, you know, they have veterans and they have leaders. On the pitching side, clearly Joe Musgrove has been that guy for a while, but I think Yu Darvish exhibits a lot of leadership. And now I think Nick Pivetta coming in is going to add to that mix. I think on the position player side, Manny always has his style of lead by example leadership and lead by attitude. Xander is a veteran. You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. has provided a lot of energy. But there's one guy who's new in camp this year who seems to already be establishing himself as a leader for the San Diego Padres. And I want to talk about that newcomer when we come back. First, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com, my weight loss journey that really was faster than I ever expected. I know they say up to a pound of fat per day, but you go, is that really possible to lose that much weight? I had weeks where I did lose 6 to 7 pounds in a week. Ultimately, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days by eating regular foods, things that I was eating normally, just kind of figured out how and when to eat them in the right portions at the right time. Steak, chicken, fish, vegetables, some berries in along there. And yeah, I mean, you know, not a lot of variety for a couple of months, but then it's over and you go into the maintenance phase. And I've been able to successfully maintain my weight, keep my 40 pounds off for the last year and a half plus, thanks to the great strategies, proprietary strategies and techniques counselor will teach you. Your app will track it. SDEFatLoss.com has it dialed in. Done it for many, many tier ones. They can do it for you as well. Just go to SDFatLoss.com, sign up for your free consultation, and if you decide to go with the program right now, you can get $200 off in the month of February. It's already a more affordable plan, some of the other weight loss techniques out there, and you don't have to buy those injections, weekly injections. Those are expensive, and if you ever want to stop them, you're likely going to gain the weight right back because you'll just get hungry again. This is a way to change your own body, your own metabolism, kick things into high gear, and keep it that way like I have. So do it yourself. Just go to the website, sdfatloss.com, sign up for your free consultation at sdfatloss.com. All right. Sometimes you can have too many leaders, but I don't feel like that's an issue right now for the San Diego Padres. And one of the new guys who stepped in already, and I saw, I think it was Kevin Acey writing about it. They were taking outfield fly balls in Peoria. And first fly ball comes out to Jackson Merrill. He catches it. Second one goes out to Fernando Tatis Jr. He catches it. Third one goes out to left field, and Jason Hayward in his big booming voice is going, I got it, I got it, I got it. And then all of a sudden, every fly ball after that, you heard all of the outfielders yelling at the way Jason Hayward was doing it.
Interesting.
And, you know, Hayward's been around a while. He had a moment in the clubhouse where he was asked by one of the reporters about the experience that having a World Series ring brings. He goes, well, technically two. I'm getting one from last year as well, even though he got released by the Dodgers midway through the season. He did play, you know,
had some big hits
much
for
of
him.
The year and had some hits for them. So he'll get one last year as well. But he is also noted for during the Cubs World Series run, like a fiery clubhouse like speech.
Yeah.
A guy who really is also okay being a vocal leader as well. And I wonder how much of a role, I mean, he's only been there a few days, but seems like someone who's comfortable stepping in and not afraid to say something to his teammates when he feels like something needs to be said.
Or just leading by example, like in that case.
Yeah.
You know, it's something, it's spring training. It's a lazy fly ball. You camp under it and you catch it. But when you practice the right way, Ben, I mean, look, have we ever seen, raise your hand, Padre fan, if you're listening right now, have we ever seen one of our outfielders crash into one of our infielders going back on a fly ball? Anybody ever see that in the last 5 years or so?
About 10 times a season.
Literally. Like, literally. So if you can communicate now so that maybe it doesn't happen in the season, that's a good thing.
It's totally,
little details.
It's totally unnecessary, obviously, in a spring workout when 100%. You know you're the only one going for a ball.
Correct.
But it's good to create the habits. And by the way, shouting in a booming voice, also unnecessary in a quiet spring training environment, but it's necessary at Petco Park.
No doubt.
When it is loud
or anywhere
every
else.
Single game and yep. sold out. I mean, it's not totally necessary in some ballparks in America, but at Petco Park, even on a Tuesday night, it's absolutely necessary to use your outside voice and call those fly balls in a very loud manner, because we've seen what happens. We've seen those collisions in the last couple of years that have, you know, been costly for the Padres at times.
More than I would like. More than I would like. So, great. I love it. Lead by example. It, really excited to talk to him next week. I hope we get him on the Ben and Woods roster. You know, a guy I've always liked, always respected. So don't know how much he's going to contribute, you know, with the bat and things like that. But, man, sure is a guy that you can find yourself rooting for.
You know, it's funny. The Padres have a mix. I mean, he's obviously an older guy. He just signed Yuli Gurriel. He's
older,
40, going to be 41 soon. But, you know, Justin Turner's 40. He just signed today for $6 million. Doesn't mean you can't contribute. Manny had some comments about Yuli. I guess they worked out together in Miami in the offseason. He said, he looks like a 20-year-old. He was beating all the young guys.
Before,
we've heard
though.
It before,
yeah, remember that?
For sure.
Nelson Cruz.
But you also have the guys who are in the middle of their career. Manny, Xander, you know, in the early 30s. You know, some of the pitchers, you know, Dylan Cease, Joe Musgrove when he's healthy. You have you, who's one of the older guys. And then
Me?
You have the younger guys. No, you, Darvish.
Oh.
And then you have, you know, the Jackson Merrill. You have, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. is still
young.
A very young player
yeah.
in the league, even though he's been around for many years. He's still very young. So you definitely have a mix. I saw someone tweet, Yuli Gurriel, the Padres are the old folks' home of baseball.
No.
Not really. You know, they've got some veterans now, but they also have a mix of just all kind of age ranges in baseball.
Well, I mean, look at the MVP for the World Series last year. It's not a spring chicken, right?
No.
Not a spring chicken at all. Look at how some of the best teams are made up. Okay, it's not all youth like the Baltimore Orioles, and it's not all, you know, grizzled old veterans either. So I like the mix that we have. I think what all Padre fans are excited about, at least I am, don't want to speak for you, I'm excited about some of these positional battles, these rotation battles, these bullpen battles. I think it brings out the best in everybody, and that's what I'm most looking forward to seeing. And yeah, man, you found yourself feeling a little bit lost and empty maybe 3 weeks ago, man. And now you look and you go, okay, well, there's some actual talent on this team and some young talent. Tirso still is a very intriguing guy to me. Jonathan Perlaza is an intriguing guy for me, Benny. You know, interested to see who the last spots on the bench are going to go to. You know, you have an idea. Tyler Wade's probably going to be there because of the different positions he can play and the things he can do. But I love this, man. This is my favorite time of year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no sure bets for left field,
right?
For the bench, for the end of the bullpen. But there are a lot of options. A lot of options. And you got to like the odds that the A.J. Preller hit on at least a couple of
them.
Because he's pretty good at hitting on talent, and he doesn't sign guys without a reason, and that's why the Yuli Gurriel thing was so confusing to us. And does it surprise you to learn that AJ Preller had all of his bases covered? In fact, Kevin Acey writing this morning that AJ Preller had been in contact with Yuli Gurriel all the way back to December before actually finally signing him. I guess he went through his physical this morning, so that's going to be official. He'll probably talk to the media tomorrow, but between December and yesterday, he said three times he went to Yu Darvish, knowing the history between the two players. And he goes, "You, would you be okay with this if he joins the team?" And Yu told AC, he said, I told him I don't care if he signs. I don't want you guys to think too much about it. I just want it to be like nothing happened before. He really wanted to make sure that this would be something that Yu would be okay with before going down the road.
I think I would have been surprised. Let's say that this incident never happened back in 2017. Never happened. I'm still, this morning, as a Padre fan, scratching my head why a 40-year-old Yuli Gurriel is getting offered a deal. I'm still scratching my head. Now, you throw in the other thing that happened between the two of them. Actually, it wasn't between anybody. It was Yuli Gurriel doing it to Yu Darvish. Saying it's between them means that both had some part in it. They didn't.
Right. Good clarification.
Right, but like...
Darvish didn't do anything.
Correct.
Incite that.
Exactly. And so I think I would have been scratching my head this morning had they signed him anyway. I would have gone, oh, all right, well, for what? For what?
It comes down to, do you trust AJ Preller? And at this point, I have to say I do.
I mean, I do too,
but... If he signed him, he has a reason for signing.
I get it. I totally get it. But again, you know, the fact that Yu Darvish said it's fine, I don't know. Like, well, what's he going to say? The guy is as gracious as of a human being as is out there.
I've got to believe that AJ could read the room. Like, if it was like Yu's like, I guess it's fine, but I don't know. Versus,
yeah, I mean, I guess you know, if you ask me a question of something I want to do or don't want to do, you probably know.
You know the answer. You know the answer. And I just don't. I try at this point. I trust AJ Preller. I really do.
I really look.
Is he always right? No, he's not always right.
I think I would be surprised if Yuli Gurriel makes the team. And I don't know what that means for the future of the San Diego Padres this season if Yuli Gurriel makes the team out of spring training. I just don't. I can't sit in here and endorse it, you know, fully because I didn't really agree with it when it happened and didn't make a lot of sense to me. Again, it's not like, hey, man, I'm bringing in this 27-year-old that had this happen in the past. But he could be a part of this, you, and really help us win a World Series. We're talking about 40-year-old Yuli Gurriel with how many ABs last year? 40, 14, something.
I had a good year at AAA, was traded to the Royals late in the year.
Started a good year at AAA is all you need to say.
Right.
Started six games for them in the playoffs.
Six games
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
All right.
If he makes the team, I don't know. I feel like if he makes the team, I'm like, maybe we have bigger problems.
Last segment of Ben and Woods coming up. Hockey drama over the weekend.
We don't talk
a lot of hockey,
else.
But that was definitely something. We'll get to that. First, though, it is your chance to win a pair of tickets right now to AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena coming up on February 22nd, if you're 26th. If you're a wrestling fan, this is your opportunity. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973 is going to win that pair of tickets to AEW Dynamite at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside on February 26th. Call now, 833-288-0973. Tickets are on sale now at AEWTIX.com.
Well, my friends, it is Woodsy Underdog. Wanted to tell you about that. The app I've got on my phone right now. Constantly playing around with my Underdog app. And now the leading, one of the leading sports apps you can play right here in our state. If you want to win up to 1,000 times your money, you can with Underdog. All you got to do to play, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Like, look at the Aztecs tonight. You could do points, assists, rebounds. You could look at Magoon Gwath and think, ooh, blocks set at 4.5. I'm going to go over that number because that's what Magoon Gwath does. So have some fun with it. It is a lot of fun to play. It's really easy to play as well. You can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Turn a dollar into 1,000 bucks just with your hoops knowledge. But again, super fun, super user friendly when you get in there and play. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code Woods. Claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. You must be 18 plus, 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona and Massachusetts, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Woods is trying to sell us on season 3, I believe, yes, of The White Lotus. I have watched the first two seasons.
It was great.
Not.
It was great.
I will get to it at some point.
It's really, really well done. It's a well-done show, and our man Walt Goggins is just incredible. Walton Goggins is one of my favorites and plays kind of a dark character in season 3. It takes place in Thailand at the White Lotus Hotel, and really, really enjoyed it over the weekend. Just this is what gets me, though, because they just do one at a time. So now I have to wait until Sunday like a lunatic again, waiting for a show. But it's great.
You know what I enjoyed over the weekend? We've got another 3 hours and 36
Golf.
Minutes. Was, Ludwig Oberg's performance.
He is a star in waiting, man.
At the Genesis Invitational at Torrey Pines, which, by the way, a lot more drama coming down the wire than the Farmers Insurance Open. He had a good final round. First it looked like Maverick McNealy was going to run away with it. He was on fire. He birdied 8 of his first 11 holes on Sunday. Had the lead by 2 or 3 shots at one point at 12 under.
They said he didn't do a damn thing to lose that golf tournament.
Maybe one bogey. But it was really Oberg who won it with 3 straight birdies, 13, 14, 15, and then birding on 18 for the win, rolling in a very tiger-like six-footer there on... and then taking the trophy from the host, Tiger Woods, who was there on Sunday. Oberg's going to be, haven't followed him, he's going to be a real star in the future of golf. He's going to win some majors. Can feel fairly confident in saying that he's going to be one of the elite players of the game for some time to come.
I believe he went to one of my several alma maters.
Texas Tech?
Indeed.
Did he?
Yes. It's on his bag.
Not
still.
Oklahoma. Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
He's Oklahoma State.
Still
Texas
on his
Tech.
Bag. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Because he got that
Hovland. I thought was at Oklahoma State.
Oh, that's right.
State.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Both of the. It's weird because they're both the Scandinavian guys with the kind of Scandinavian / Southern accent.
Exactly. Exactly.
English.
Yeah.
Kind of a combination of the two.
He was great. That was a great tournament. Looked beautiful out at Torrey Pines. Did you make it out?
I never actually did. I made it out early in the week, but never for the golf. Thursday I was going to go. It was too miserable. It was just the weather was awful. And then, I just got busy on the weekend. I had my own golf tournament to play on Saturday, and I watched a bunch of it on TV.
Yeah, I did too.
But didn't end up making it out there. So that was one of the things we didn't get to. Paulie's got some more in his Roundel Report headlines coming up after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our... edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Tuesday, my friends.
Happy Tuesday.
So I think it was actually on Friday in the Reindel Report. We talked a little bit about the Four Nations NHL tournament.
Yeah.
And we all kind of were sifting through it together. It's in replace of the NHL All-Star Game this year. And the NHL does plan to continue the trend of international play middle of their season, at least with the Olympics. And then I don't know if they're going to continue this Four Nations, but my God.
They'd be moronic not to.
The fireworks from Saturday night. Holy crap. United States taking on Canada and what has become a really good rivalry in the sport of hockey. And this one did not take long before the gloves were off. It took about 2 seconds.
Yeah, I was watching this and I didn't know that this was all going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, when I started, like, when the Gulls moved here and I kind of started following just hockey in general a little bit more, I remember, like, Craig Elston telling me, like, guys will hold grudges, they will hold beefs for a long time, and they'll talk to each other before the match and just be like, hey, you know, when this happens in the first period or in the third, whatever, they'll set a time. You're like, and then we're going at it. We're going to settle it on the ice. And I'm guessing that's what happened on Saturday night, USA and Canada. Like I said, puck drops 2 seconds in. Nobody moves because everybody on the ice knew exactly what was about to happen. And you had a fight. That fight ended. Play resumes for like 2 or 3 more seconds. And a second fight broke out. And then after 9 seconds, I think it was, you had 3 full fights on the ice between USA and Canada. Now, the USA did win 3-1 on Saturday night, and everybody played yesterday, but those games, I guess, they did not matter for seeding because
Canada had to win to get to the finals. They did. Then the USA's game was
meaningless. USA's game did not matter.
And they lost.
They
it,
lost
but
to
it
Sweden.
Yeah.
Because all sights are now pointed to Thursday night, 5 o'clock on ESPN. Canada and the USA in the Four Nations Championship, little rematch from Saturday, where there definitely was some bad blood.
When is it?
Thursday night.
Yeah, oh, man. It's must watch. Must see TV.
I'm excited, yeah.
It's must see TV.
Yeah, I wish, now, can like basketball follow this model and do
how would they do it, though?
U.S. against the world all-stars? Would that,
but
would
I,
that
I don't,
get everyone to play harder or
I don't know. I really, really don't know. I mean, they obviously do it in the Olympics, and they obviously play hard
the
there.
NBA, the players pretend to care about like the NBA Cup. I don't know how much they actually do, like that in-season tournament.
I mean, those are at least regular season games, so they have to play.
They have to play them.
I mean, it'd be a cool, I guess, as the NBA is still trying to figure out how to get anybody to watch on Sunday night.
But with such a huge win for hockey. I mean, a huge,
ratings were bigger than most Stanley Cup Finals games,
and
I guess.
And people said over and over, I saw the tweet 100 times, you won. NHL, you won. Like, you absolutely
crushed it.
They what an idea to take it, let it come to fruition.
USA, Canada, Finland, and Sweden.
Crazy.
And, yeah, so the tournament will wrap up on Thursday night. I'll absolutely be tuning in.
I'll say this. I don't watch a ton of hockey, but I did some of the hardest hits I've seen. And I have buddies that are huge hockey fans, and they said they're hitting harder in these games than they do in regular season of the NHL. Like, there are some real, real shots being delivered. Now, again, we talked about it last week. If you're the general manager of one of these teams, you're like, oh my God, I love this. I love this. But
don't get hurt. Suspended for something you do in an all-star game
please,
for the regular season?
Right. Please don't get hurt.
But can I interrupt the
this
with
is
some
huge.
Breaking news?
We have some huge, huge breaking news.
A major contract extension for a member of the Padres organization. Bob Scanlon reporting. The Padres have officially announced the extension of Don Orsillo.
Come on!
The TV voice of the Padres, going to be with us for many years to come. Congratulations, Don, and Padres fans.
Honestly, look, this is... number one, I didn't know that they were in negotiations. I had no idea that Don I guess the potential was actually there of Don going somewhere else.
I don't like that at all.
This year or like after this
year? I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I have no
earthly. He's very buttoned up about his business, so.
Oh, my God. Again, remains one of the biggest fleecings in baseball history, getting Don Orsillo from the Boston Red Sox.
Madness!
There we go. Don Orsillo locked up. Wow. Man, I don't know what that means. Too many years to come. Is many four or is it six? Is it nine? Is it 12?
Lifetime contract.
Lifetime? That is.
He's getting to that point where it's pretty much his job if he wants it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for, I mean, what a huge, huge. We finally got some breaking
on
news.
Over the weekend, he's getting ready to start his 10th spring training with the Padres. And I go, God, dang,
time
it's already
flies,
been 10 years.
Man. Oh, darn.
Wow.
That makes me so happy. So happy.
I love that.
Why are you sour over there? Did you think that maybe if his contract expired, they would ask you?
No,
I feel like that's going through his mind right now.
You know what's going through my mind? I'm thinking one day maybe Don will announce a big Ben and Woods contract extension. That would be exciting.
Ooh, that would be cool. They do it on TV?
They never do that.
Hear the news during the game. They go, hey, good news, Padres fans.
You know
Ben and Woods extending their contracts.
Yeah, they barely know
what
he says.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, I don't know. It was worth a little dream moment there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, that actually kind of leads into my next story in Major League Baseball. The exact opposite of a contract extension is not reaching a contract extension, and that's what happened with the Toronto Blue Jays and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He had a deadline of Monday night, last night, to reach an extension to keep him in the Blue Jays uniform for a long time, and they did not reach an agreement. He has said he is cutting off all talks. He wants to focus on the season, which will now be a contract year for him, I guess, again. And he plans to at least dabble in free agency after the 2025 season.
His comment was pretty interesting.
He said,
"This is
they have their numbers. I have my numbers." And then GM Ross Atkins, he said the Blue Jays' offers were extremely aggressive.
Sure.
He said, I am confident that we exhausted the communication, the ideas.
Clearly not.
The thoughts.
Clearly not.
And communicated every dollar. The offers that we made for Vlad would have been record-setting and would have made him one of the highest-paid players in the game. Vlad says no.
Vlad also said, well, no, listen, you know, we had the deadline. It didn't get met. And
I
want to be here.
I want to be a Blue Jay for the rest of my career.
But
it's free agency. It's business. So I'm going to have to listen to 29 more teams, and they're going to have to compete for that.
Now, instead of, hey, it's me v. you, now it's me v. you and 29 other teams that want me on their squad.
Vlad Jr. is obviously elite. Is he like a top five player in baseball, though? I don't know. I mean, he's up there, but
yeah.
Is he
top five, top ten? Yeah.
I mean, is there a point where you just go, we can pay him a lot, but we can't pay him? I mean, you're not going like Soto or Ohtani money, right?
I don't think so. No.
What is he looking for?
I mean, if he's asking
for $600+ million, if I'm the Blue Jays, I'm going,
all right.
Yeah, we're being really aggressive. We're offering him
$460 million,
and he's going, he's laughing in our face, and we're going, how much higher are we supposed to go?
God, I wish I had that kind of power to make that kind of money.
32, 26, 30 home runs last three seasons. He had his big year in 2021. Since then, the numbers haven't been quite as good. 818, 788 OPS. I mean, 940 last year is really good. It's an all-star every year. I mean, he's an elite player, but I don't know that he is top of the top when it comes to Major League Baseball talent. I mean, he should be, I would think he'd be very happy with a 4 to 450. He's asking for more, then maybe he's the one out of line here.
It's a little bit of the, like in the NFL, is it really the best quarterback that
or
gets
when,
the next
correct,
biggest contract
timing,
of all time?
Yeah,
or is it just, it's your turn,
yeah,
and then the next guy will break your record, you know, in a year or two?
Man. Yeah, I mean, look, here's the problem now. What's going to happen is the Ross Atkins and his crew are going to leak those numbers, just like they did to Soto. Remember when they leaked Soto 440? No,
the
Nationals.
Nationals did that, yeah.
Yeah, the guy turned down 440.
Yeah.
That will be out probably by the end of the week. We offered the guy $514 million, right? And because now they got to cover their ass with their fan base.
And then finally, this is disgusting, but maybe it interests some of you. If you like coffee with your toast or toast with your coffee in the morning.
One of my favorite meals.
Well, now you can combine them, Woodsy, because there is a company out of Sweden that is selling spreadable coffee.
Hmm.
That's like comes out in like a toothpaste tube almost, and you can spread it over
what?
Whatever you want.
Toast,
fruit. They keep saying banana, like on fruit. You can spread your coffee over that, like a Nutella type.
Coffee flavored Nutella, is like it, peanut butter.
Is it sweetened or is it bitter, like coffee, like really bitter? And
I haven't tried it, but it says you just like it's coffee that is like in a thick.
Does it have
substance
caffeine in it? Like coffee?
It's coffee.
Or is it coffee flavored? Because I like anything coffee flavored. I like coffee flavored.
I like coffee ice cream.
Yeah, coffee ice cream.
Tubes of coffee. Spread it on your toast, your croissants.
How about this? You're running late to work, and you don't have time. You just take your tube and just brush your teeth with it.
Usually brush your teeth, get rid of the coffee stain.
They're advertising it as a product that you can eat or drink, crafted from 100% beans and sweetened with organic Swiss beet sugar.
Okay, beet sugar?
It is sweetened.
Okay. Sweetened. Sweetened with beet?
No, I think coffee's fairly convenient already.
They said you can mix the substance, you can pour the tube out into some water and mix it up, and it'll taste like coffee.
You know what else you can do that with? Coffee.
Coffee
grounds. You ever had...
Are we overthinking how convenient we can make coffee? I get coffee...
Yeah.
700 places between here and home, yeah. Or
company
between home and here.
Called No Normal Coffee. You can get the tubes online at their website for $17 for
a
single
tube.
No, what I
want? Coffee suppository. That's what I would like next time. Just, hey, real quick, need my morning coffee.
That may be next.
Costco, I can get coffee so many places.
People give away free coffee everywhere you go. You go to get your tires done, you're going to get free coffee.
Coffee all over the place.
There's no shortage of ability to get coffee. You're right.
Is this really a need? That people have been asking for. Spreadable coffee.
I really want my coffee, but I want to be able to take it on the go. Guess what? You can.
You put
anywhere
it in a cup,
you go.
You put a lid on it.
On top of it. Yeah. They actually have places
in
this. Coffee places designed in your car to put the coffee.
No, it's not convenient.
Driving.
It's not convenient.
It's
enough
called
for
a
me.
Cup holder.
No, no. Have you guys ever actually tried? I don't think I ever have. Have you ever tried instant coffee, Folgers crystals in dipped, hot water, and you stir? Have you ever tried it? I never have.
Like it all dissolves in.
Chris never Farley tried skin? It. In your I've life? Never
you
tried.
Probably
it.
Probably haven't not realized.
Well,
it,
but to
you've
my
made it yourself.
To my knowledge, I have never sat down, poured the free, and that's how it works, right? You put the freeze dried crystals into the cup.
Yeah. It's just
add
it's
hot
like,
water.
Yeah, it just dissolves as opposed to leaves the grounds.
Right.
So it's.
Have
it's,
you ever done it?
Not, I've tried to avoid it as much as I can. That's not a gourmet coffee experience.
No, it's not. Now, have you ever done, you get yours at McDonald's every morning.
Yeah, or Starbucks.
Or Starbucks.
Usually. Yeah.
Have you ever done the French press?
I have.
I've done never
that.
Done it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it.
We have one at home, yeah. We have a drip maker, a French press. We don't have an espresso machine. And we don't do the pods.
You know what else
anymore.
I don't know how to do? One of my many things, you guys will laugh. You know how I didn't know what Super Bowl squares are? I don't know. If I had like a Mr. Coffee, I don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to make coffee?
No. I know how to use my Keurig. I don't know how to use the filter. I don't know how many grounds to put in it. And the water goes in the back, right?
Goes in the tank.
The
in
tank,
the back.
Okay. Usually and then you just stick it under.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
Filter. You either have
how much
a paper
coffee
filter.
Do I use?
All right, usually you want to use about
2 scoops.
I mean, every 2 cups of water, 1 scoop of coffee is
okay.
What I usually
do. Because I only drink 1 cup of coffee.
If you're going to fill it up to the 8 line, then you'd want at least 4 scoops of coffee.
And that would be how many cups? 8?
8 cups of coffee. Whatever cups. Yeah, you probably are drinking 2 to 3 cups at a time, like in a big mug of coffee, but an actual, that's how I do it.
So if I was at an Airbnb, for example, and that's all we had was...
Make coffee.
Make coffee.
You wouldn't know how to do it.
Might have to make Paulie do it.
I can do it.
I'm unaware.
What are we going to do with you?
Help me. That's what I need. I need
you some spreadable.
You're
going to
want to stay tuned.
I need your help.
We just got the Eric Grubner some sound in about payroll and John Seidler taking over as control person when he's going to speak. So Annie and Elston can bring that to you coming up on their show.
Don't go anywhere
here in just a couple of minutes. So we get more Padres content on the way, but that's it for us today. We will rejoin you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Talk about the Aztecs tonight and more. For Paulie and Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.